Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. If you just joined us, I want to get into the heinous Memphis crime report because there were a lot of crimes that were committed that needed attention. And I was talking to someone yesterday about this outside of CPAC Memphis. And at the event there, and they were like, Ben, one of the crimes that was committed 2 days ago was actually our neighbor. And they said, I just want you to know, please keep this up because people care about these crimes that are being committed in Memphis. And that's exactly why we do this every day. It also reminds you that it is important that your voice be heard by the mayor, who refuses to do his job, which is to protect us, averaging less than one officer gain per year since he's been in office. It's embarrassing. It also tells you about the arrogance of Kemp Conrad, who's the chairman of the city council, who has spent more time fighting you as citizens, even though you raised taxes on yourself, than he spent fighting crime. He threatened you to misappropriate your funds in that tax raise that you voted on yourself. That's how desperate the city is for there to be a real, you know, fight with criminals to fight crime. And instead of working with the citizens of Memphis to protect them, he threatened to misappropriate your funds. That is the dictator in chief of the Memphis City Council, Kemp Conrad. So we will continue. While this many crimes are being committed, to give you your heinous Memphis crime report here on the show. With that being said, Diaz, go ahead and hit it. All right, 10:30, 2019, number one. A Memphis man pleads guilty to second-degree murder of an elderly man. A 26-year-old pled guilty in the second-degree murder of an elderly man who was robbed and assaulted back in June, according to police records. Investigators say that Tarek Tabor went to the home of the 79-year-old victim in southwest Memphis to rob him. Tabor allegedly punched the man in the face, causing him to hit his head. He then took his wallet and left the scene. Tabor was later developed as a suspect in the case based on description and information given to Memphis police from a witness who was on the scene at the time the assault and robbery happened. Shelby County District Attorney General's office say the victim went to the hospital after the incident and died 2 days later from his injuries. Tabor was sentenced to 25 years in prison without the possibility of parole. Thank goodness he was finally put in prison. I think it should be longer than that. This is my opinion. Death penalty. You go up and kill a man. You're 25 years old and you walk up to a man 79 years old and you kill him. I don't think you should be in prison. I think you should be in the electric chair. I'll leave that for another debate. Number two. Police say a 19-year-old is now accused of putting a gun to a woman's head and robbing her in the driveway. That's right. A 19-year-old was charged after police say he put a gun to a woman's head and robbed her in her own driveway. The victim said she had just pulled into her driveway on Ross near Blanford when a man rushed up behind her and put a gun to her head. He reportedly told her, "Give me your money or I'm going to kill you." The woman complied, handing over her phone, credit cards, and her driver's license. The suspect then fired two shots at the victim before leaving the scene. Eventually, Kobe Westbrook was developed as a suspect and positively identified by the victim. He was arrested and charged with aggravated robbery, aggravated assault, and unlawful possession of a weapon and theft of property. Yeah, you might want to call the mayor of Memphis, email him, mayor@memphistn.gov, or call the dictator-in-chief of the Memphis City Council, the hardcore liberal Kemp Conrad, and tell him to do his job. Actually get the police officers we need so we don't have to worry about 19-year-olds walking up to women in their driveways and then shooting at them twice. Number three. A Tennessee psychiatrist who whipped patients might lose her license, you think? A Tennessee psychiatrist whose license was suspended last year for using riding crops on patients may now lose her license again over allegations that she violated her professional probation. The State Board of Medical Examiners said Dr. Valerie Augustus didn't participate in therapy sessions or reimburse the state $50,000 for the cost of the case. The newspaper recently obtained new charges the State Department of Health filed against Augustus last month, accusing her of misconduct and violating a board order. The board said the 57-year-old Christian Psychiatric Services operator used a crop or whip on at least 10 different patients. Augustus appealed the ruling, saying the whipping was done, quote, jokingly. A hearing is set for January. Augustus' attorney has not responded to requests for comment. You can't make that up. Number four. Police are investigating a body found in a vehicle near I-240. That's right. Memphis police investigating a body that was found in a vehicle on Wildrose and Southwall near I-40 and Lamar Avenue just before 10 p.m. Tuesday night, police said the man was shot and killed. The victim has not been identified yet. They're asking for your help if you know anything about the man who was murdered. Sitting in a car, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. If you'd like to call the worthless mayor of Memphis, who's added less than one police officer per year to the police force, you can call the mayor of Memphis and you can email the mayor of Memphis, mayorofmemphistn.gov, mayorofmemphistn.gov. You might want to also call Kemp Conrad, the dictator-in-chief. We have an acronym for that of the Memphis City Council. The dictator-in-chief, Kemp Conrad, you can call him and tell him to do his damn job. Tell him to hire some police officers. Tell him to actually do what you pay him to do. I'll give you his number in a moment. Number five. Police are investigating another overnight shooting. Memphis police investigating the shooting. The shooting happened on Towns Avenue in Nutbush area around 1:30 a.m. First responders said one person was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. There is no word on a suspect this time. If you know anything about this shooting that took place, please call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. What are we on now? Number seven, six? I think y'all run together. Number six. All right, number six, Diaz. Memphis police have released a sketch of a suspect who stabbed a nurse outside a mental health clinic. Millington police released a sketch of a man accused of repeatedly stabbing a healthcare worker earlier this month. You may remember this happened October the 7th at Professional Care Services on Navy Road. The woman just arrived at the clinic when she said she was attacked by an unshaven black man between the age of 30 and 40 years old. He was 5'9 and with a thin build and wearing a green hoodie. Police say the victim helped officers develop the sketch. The suspect is believed to be in a lower model white Nissan Altima or Maxima. The victim, a nurse practitioner at the mental health center. She went to the hospital with serious injuries. It's not clear the suspect was a patient of the facility. If you know anything about this suspect or recognize the drawing, which we'll put on up on our Facebook page, you were asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. Number seven. You want to go to the movies? Well, now that place isn't even safe. Welcome to Memphis, because we have a worthless mayor and a dictator-in-chief of the Memphis City Council and Kemp Conrad that spend more time fighting you, the citizens of Memphis, for raising taxes on yourself than they do actually fighting crime. Memphis police are now in search of a man in a robbery at the Malco Studio on the square. Surveillance video shows a suspect entering the building before the robbery took place and leaving the scene. Officers arrived on the scene when they were told the suspect entered the business with a firearm demanding money from the safe around 11:15 a.m. Police say the suspect then left the business with an undetermined amount of money and took the victim's vehicle. He was last seen leaving the scene, traveling westbound. The man is described as a male, 5'8", 35 to 45 years old, light complexion, medium build, wearing a gray hat along with gray clothing and black shoes. If you have any information about this man, please call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. We're not done yet. We have more of your heinous Memphis crime report coming up next in the Ben Ferguson Show, 600 WREC and 92.1 FM. All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. If you just joined us, we are chatting right now about the Heinous Memphis Crime Report, and we've got a lot of crimes that we're reporting on today. So, Diaz, without further ado, let's get straight back into it, see if we can finish this by at least the top of the hour. Go ahead and hit it. What number are we on now, Diaz? Number eight? Number eight. Number eight. So in some good news, gang members have received federal sentences for major pharmacy robberies. That's right, several gang members were sentenced in their part in pharmacy robberies that plagued Memphis. A federal sentence was given to six gang members for businesses and pharmacy robberies dating back to 2015. The sentences covered federal racketeering, business and pharmacy robberies, firearms and drug trafficking charges. U.S. Attorney Mike Donovan said these sentences tackle both public safety and the opioid epidemic, saying, quote, you have deadly opioids on the street, you have gun violence in the form of business robberies, and you have organized gang violence. It is a trifecta. All of the gang members had their sentences ranging from 11 years to 40 years. According to the U.S. attorney, those sentences are responsible for six retail drugstore robberies. These crimes caused a panic among addiction specialists because the stolen drugs helped fuel the deadly opioid epidemic. The robberies caused the retail pharmacy industry to increase security with shatterproof safes, tracking devices, and better store surveillance. With these convictions and sentencing, the U.S. attorney believes crime has been reduced. Quote, we know the business robbery is down here in the city of Memphis 23% in the last year, and we think that is in part due to our aggressive enforcement. I'll say this, well done. Anytime you can get some good news on crime in Memphis, I will be thrilled to report it to you. Number nine. Diaz says this is his favorite. Bill Street Bucket drummer has been arrested after police attack. A Memphis man is behind bars after police said he attacked an officer on Bill Street. According to an arrest affidavit, Alonzo Lomax, 52, was drumming on a bucket when an officer observed he was trying to collect money for his performance and was in violation of city ordinance. Police say the officer and Lomax have had previous dealings with one with another prior to his incident for the same violation. The officer approached Lomax and advised that he was breaking the law. The 52-year-old then kicked one of his buckets towards the officer, hitting his leg, according to the affidavit. Lomax became aggressive with officers on the scene and was told he was being arrested. He allegedly refused arrest and wrestled with the officers until he was handcuffed and put into a squad car. He faces charges of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Crime's bad when even the performers on Bill Street are starting to, like, screw with the police. If you'd like to call the dictator-in-chief of the city council and ask Kemp Conrad, this man who threatened you, the citizens, with misappropriating your tax dollars when you raise taxes on yourself to actually pay fire and police adequately and give them pensions they needed, you can call him 636-6786. He's in charge of the city council. You can ask him where your 500 police officers are and what the hell he's doing to fix the problem with crime in this town. Again, it's Kemp.Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D, at MemphisTN.gov. I would encourage you to reach out to him, 636-6786. Hey, if we all call him, maybe we'll clean up crime in Memphis the same way that he jumped up and down and did whatever the former mayor of Memphis, A.C. Wharton, wanted when he didn't like his neighbor. Remember that story? So maybe he'll do it for you. Talk to him about crime in your neighborhoods and see what he does. All right, moving on to number 10. Oh, sorry, Diaz, I had to take a breath there. A woman has been arrested, or excuse me, she's wanted, I should say, in a road rage aggravated assault incident. Memphis Police Department is in search of a woman suspected in aggravated assault investigation that stemmed from a road rage incident. Officers responded to an aggravated assault call at the MAPCO on Jackson Avenue where the victim told police he honked his horn at an unknown driver ahead of him. The suspect driving a blue Toyota then followed the victim to a gas station. According to the MPD, the suspect followed the victim into the store, waving and pointing the gun at the victim. The suspect left the scene before officers arrived and no arrests have been made. It's an ongoing investigation. If you know the woman, there's pictures of her, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. Is this the last one? Let's do it. number 11. Memphis mother faces DUI charges after daughter calls 911 following a crash. An 11-year-old knew just what to do when police say her mother had been drinking and crashed into an embankment. It's not the usual call police get, but the mother is now facing charges after her daughter called 911 saying they crashed and added that the mother was drunk. She takes her daughter to school activities. She goes to work every day, said a neighbor that didn't want to be identified. She said she's shocked that Miss McGill, 51, was charged with DUI, child endangerment, public intoxication, reckless driving after a crash. Police report shows the 11-year-old daughter, who was in the car, called police saying her mother was intoxicated and ran off the road. You can still see the tire tracks on the incline. The vehicle went up. McGill's neighbor said she was not aware of any drinking problem. She's a good mother. She's always spending time with her daughter, and she's very responsible, except when she's driving drunk and wrecking her daughter and almost killing her. A police affidavit said that Miss McGill told officers she drank a half a pint of vodka just before driving. And that is your heinous crime report for 10/30/2019. Wow. There you go. If you'd like to call Kemp Conrad and ask him what the hell he's doing as the dictator-in-chief of the city council, 636-6786, 636-6786. They don't like it when you little peons call them. You can do with it what you want. Hey, real quick, want to tell you about Muse Heating and Air, residential, commercial, Tennessee, or Mississippi. You got a problem with your heat. You got a problem with your AC. Call Muse Heating and Air. Use my name, Ben, when you call them, and the $69 service fee will be waived. The other great thing about Muse Heating and Air is they are a Train dealer. As you know, it's hard to stop a Train, and Train equipment is energy efficient, can save you a ton of money on your utility bill. So you need someone to help you with your AC problems or your heat problems. You don't want to have to worry about being taken advantage of. Call Muse Heating and Air. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. You're going to love working with them. They are great. 901-327-4856. 901-327-4856. 901-327-4856. 4856 or online at Muse, M-U-S-E. That's Muse, M-U-S-E, H-V-A-C, Muse, M-U-S-E, H-V-A-C.com. It's the Ben Ferguson Show. We've got a lot more coming up on the program, including the latest on this impeachment vote that's going to take place tomorrow, what that means, why it's important, and what Republicans need to do when it comes to responding to it. All that ahead. It's the Ben Ferguson Show, 600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.